Port with an assault rifle.
I got dropped
off. Yeah, dropped off. Okay, we just looking. We just have a situation going on.
Oh, okay.
Mayor Andre Dickens.
See something, say something did work. And so we are standing here talking about a tragedy averted versus us standing here telling you about 27 plus lives that were lost or injured.
Police describe Cagle as mentally impaired. Word in from Washington, a pardoned January 6th attacker has been arrested for allegedly threatening to kill House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries. Court documents obtained by CBS News show Christopher Moynihan was taken into custody after texting messages that he planned to, quote, eliminate the Democrat when he spoke at an event yesterday. A partial win for the White House in its bid to send National Guard troops to Portland, Oregon. An appeals court has stayed part of a lower court ruling allowing the president to take control. But it does not deal with the other part that allows for actual deployment. Legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
Short term, I think the recourse will be continuing to fight this in court and continuing to make their case that the Trump administration has transgressed their authority and, in fact, infringed on state sovereignty.
Florida's Attorney General James Uffmeyer is going after Roblox over claims it puts kids at risk.
These criminal subpoenas will enable us to gather more information for our prosecutors about the criminal activity taking place on Roblox platform.
Sean Diddy Combs will appeal his conviction and his four-year prison sentence.
The music mogul's lawyers have filed court documents saying they will challenge the jury's verdict on two prostitution-related counts. They claim Combs is being punished for what they say was consensual sexual activities between adults. Defense attorney Mark Agnifilo hinted at an appeal minutes after Combs was convicted earlier this month.
The judge acted as a 13th juror and he second-guessed the jury's verdict.
Combs' lawyers had argued he should only have been sentenced to 14 months in prison. Prosecutors had asked for 11 years, calling Combs unrepentant. Michael Wallace, CBS News, New York.
Here's how it went down at last night's deciding Game 7 of the American League Championship Series.
Swing and a fly ball, left field and deep, a Rosarena turns, gone! A Springer dinger!
George Springer smacked a three-run homer on the Blue Jays radio network, vaulting the team to a 4-3 victory over the Mariners. Game one against the Dodgers, Friday night in Canada. Dow futures down 19. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. An exploding battery sent emergency crews racing to a Mount Pleasant Auto Parts store early last night. South Shore fire crews were called at just before 6 to Advance Auto Parts on Washington Avenue. People inside reported having a hard time breathing after the blast. Crews were able to ventilate the store before letting anyone back in. There's no word yet on how that battery blew up. There were no major injuries. If you spot smoke rising over the Old Country Club this weekend, don't panic. The Caledonia Fire Department will be running training burns at the Old South Hills Country Club right off the interstate. Crews will start early Saturday morning and work through the afternoon. The fire chief says it's all for practice and everything is under control. Another burn is planned for next Saturday. The training site is part of the land that will be rebuilt into the South Hills Commerce Center. That's a $440 million new industrial park, bringing an estimated 2,000 jobs. A Racine woman is accused of stealing thousands of dollars from a resident at a Mount Pleasant care facility. Prosecutors say 28-year-old Ambia Yassine Spears used a patient's debit card to take nearly $2,500. Court records show Spears worked at the gardens of Mount Pleasant at the time. She's now facing theft and identity theft charges with several counts of bail jumping. A warrant had been issued for her arrest. She's now in custody. Keeping small businesses safe is the focus of a new seminar from Racine Police. The department's Main Street Cop House is hosting a training session on shoplifting prevention and merchandise security. Officer Emily Draves is a former retail loss prevention expert. She'll guide the class. It's happening Thursday morning and only 20 spots are open. There's more on the police department's social media pages. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Will Ficco be fired? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football. The Badgers face number 6-ranked Oregon Saturday night. Wisconsin has never beat a ranked team since Luke Fickell took over as head coach 3 years ago. They're 0-9. Fickell says he can't be concerned about his future at Wisconsin.
It's not going to change the fact that we got to practice tomorrow. It's not going to change the fact of anything on Saturday. But I have not been told. I'm not worried about that. I mean, I understand, you know, if we don't meet expectations and we don't do the things we need to do, anything can happen.
Athletic Director Chris McIntosh releasing a statement in support of the coach. College hoops. Former Marquette star Cam Jones arrested and jailed for leading police in Indianapolis on a brief chase on I-65 yesterday. Jones, drafted by the Pacers this summer, said he was late for practice. He was clocked at 90 miles an hour. In Milwaukee, the Bucks kick off the NBA season tomorrow night against the Washington Wizards. They're planning a welcome back tribute to Chris Middleton. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com. Start unpacking the decorations and ornaments and plan your upcoming holidays with family and friends. It's also time to start planning for the much colder winter weather. Call Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today to take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. Let the pros at Building Waters make sure your furnace is in tip-top shape for the cold months ahead. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Increasing clouds, blustery and colder with scattered showers developing in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 50s. For tonight, scattered showers continuing during the evening hours. Still blustery, low temperatures in the lower 40s. Currently, it's 44.
My mom's been leaving me longer and longer messages. I don't know what it is about the mom message. A lot of detail. The mom message. She's like, hi, it's your mother. It's 7:34 on Tuesday. Oops, 7:35. The clock just turned 7:35. Must have been at the end of the 4 when I said 7:34, because now it says 7:30.
I just sit with my finger on the erase button, but you can't hit it in case the end of the message is like, I'm being attacked. So you have to sit there like, oh my God, hurry up. I can feel myself getting older.
That's about it.
I get back at her, though. I treat her like she's senile in public. That makes her crazy. I go, don't put that in your mouth. That doesn't belong in your mouth, mother, right?
She's like, stop it, Kyle.
My name's not Kyle, it's Peter. I'm your son, Peter, remember?
Looky who's here from the Racine Zoo Executive Director, Beth Heidorn. Hey, it's good seeing you again.
Good morning. How are you?
How are you? Did you talk to the animals today? Let them know.
I haven't been there yet. I'll be there as soon as the show's over.
Now, be honest. Do you talk to them at all?
I do.
I know.
I do.
You're like Dr. Doolittle? You talk to the animals?
I don't think so. I'm not sure they understand me, but I do like to talk to the animals.
I talk to all my dogs, and, you know, sometimes when we talk to our animals, we say, what did you do? What did you do? Like we're waiting for an answer. What did you do? And if they don't answer you, you keep asking the same question. You know, if my dog ever said, oh, I made on the floor, I'd bring him to the Tonight Show and start making some money. But we always wait for him to talk. And I love the animals at the zoo. And when we take our walks, the Arctic foxes, my favorite.
They're turning white.
I was shocked when they were brown. And I said, well, what happened here? Are these two different...
Well, they change with the seasons so that they can blend into their surroundings.
And they're always sleeping on that perch.
They love that space. They just love that space.
I love looking at the animals when I go there. Okay. And you had some construction there, too. What was that all about when I was there? There's some construction going on?
We're just renovating the mountain.
What's the matter? It's sinking?
Just renovating it for some new animals that will be coming in.
Oh, really?
Yes. I can't tell you what they are yet.
Oh, wow. Weren't there goats on that thing?
We had we had the Caucasian Turs.
Mm-hmm. Those are goats, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, they're hoofstock, yes.
What, you use the Latin name for it?
Or? No, that's
trying to impress me. Do impress me with it, though.
Thank you.
Now, beside the animals, there's a lot of human things going on at the zoo. It's Halloween time, so we got Halloween.
Halloween is this Friday. It is October 24th from 6 to 9 p.m. I think there's either 12 or 14 wines people can taste. North Shore Bank is sponsoring that event, and they're doing all the tasting glasses. They'll be there to talk with people as well. It's very exciting. We got Red Onion is doing the food. And also what's really nice about that particular event is you also get to see Jack-O-Lantern Nights at that event as well. So either prior, after the event, you could also grab a glass of wine and go walk around as well if you'd like to. But tickets go off sale tomorrow, Wednesday, the 22nd, off sale at 5 p.m. tomorrow. So you have from now till 5 p.m. tomorrow. Don't call me at 501 saying that you forgot to get your ticket, because I'm giving you a notice, and they've been on sale for 3 months. So,
Beth, I've known you since you're a little baby. I was friends with your mom and dad. You won't let me in.
Do not call me at 501. You have plenty of time to get your tickets. They're listening to you. So, 5 o'clock tomorrow, they end. It's Friday the 24th from 6 to 9 p.m. Going to be a really great event. We've got vampire wine again this year. The bottles come with little capes. It's super, super cute. So you've got to come out.
I just said Dracula has risen from the grave on TCM yesterday.
Oh, I don't like scary.
And he was sucking so much blood out of the neck. I think that was for vampire wine.
Was it really?
I don't know.
Oh, my gosh.
It was Christopher
that
Lee
is hilarious.
Dracula biting everybody on the neck. All right, so Halloween. Now, tomorrow is the cutoff date, right?
Tomorrow at 5 p.m.
5 p.m.
Tickets go off sale online.
Not 5:01.
Correct.
Not 5:02. 5 o'clock.
That is
And you've
correct.
Got an atomic clock watching this. I could picture everybody saying, 3, 2, 1. We're done. No more.
That's right. And they go automatically go off sale. You got it.
Well, if you can't get the Halloween, maybe you can try Boo at the Zoo.
Boo at the Zoo is one of my most favorite events. What I love about this is that there's lots of families that dress up as a theme. The whole family is the theme, which is super great. It's open from 10 in the morning till 4. Last entry is at 3:30. We have cookie decorating. We have pumpkin decorating. We have crafts for the kids. We have bounce houses. Our favorite pirates are going to be there again. We have a great group. There's like 30 people that are pirates. And then we also have Guardians of the Children, which is a great motorcycle group that cares about kids. And so those are our two tried and true, really large anchor, I'm going to almost say anchor boosts for them to give out candy to the kids. Talk about it. It's super great. We already have 30 business booths that are going to be there handing out candy or stickers or pencils or those types of things so that they are engaged, and it allows the parents to see all the people that are part of the event. And it's going to be super, super great. And of course, the zoo has our knock knock doors, which is our version of trick or treating on zoo property. And we have 6 of those, and they'll be scattered throughout the zoo. You come in, you'll get a map, you can know where everything is, and then you can see Jack-O-Lantern Nights during the day. So it's going to be a really great day. And we love Boo at the Zoo.
Do you think the animals talk to each other and say, oh, no, here they come again in those stupid costumes?
I don't think so.
Do we have to live with this one more day? I'm taking a nap.
You are so
I don't know.
Funny.
I'm thinking this is what they're thinking. I don't know.
I don't think that's what they're thinking at all. I think they just think that we're all in different clothes that day.
Okay, so that's Boo at the Zoo.
Is? This Saturday, the 25th.
It's 25th already.
That is this Saturday. Yes, this is... two weeks of Halloween.
When is trick-or-treating in Racine?
I believe it is. You know what? I don't know. I never checked on that.
See, when I was a kid,
some trick-or-treating is Saturday. Some is actually Halloween night, which is the 31st.
See, when I was a kid, October 31st, didn't matter what day of the week it was.
That's exactly
right. On your way to the school, you trick-or-treated, and you ended when nobody would answer their doors anymore at night. That's
when
the
lights went off on their front porch.
We didn't do the lights. We knocked whether it was dark or not. Oh. When they didn't answer, it was over.
Okay.
And then we went home and got all our teeth rotted. But Boo at the Zoo, it's a nice, safe way to trick-or-treat.
It's a great way to trick-or-treat, and I just love the fact the families, they all dress up together and... Whatever the theme is, that whole family, whether the kid is in a wagon, a stroller, on a backpack, or a 10-year-old kid, they're all dressed up as a theme, and it's just super, super cute. I just love Boo.
You know, I see these costumes now online on YouTube, how they make them, And it's the one where the person is carrying a head, his head in the box, walking around with it.
I haven't seen that one.
And he's walking and his head is in the box and he's looking around. It's really interesting how they make them. And once you see how it's made, it's not interesting anymore. It's not fascinating how they do it. But they show you how they do it. And they had one guy, he made a, for his kid, he made a front-loaded washing machine.
Oh.
He made the things going around inside with the kid's head in there.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a little elaborate, but it's very interesting. But the one with the head in the box, you got to see the YouTube video how they make those.
And I'm going to have to Google it.
Oh, yeah, head in the box, Halloween costume. They show you how to do that stuff. We're talking to Beth Heidorn from the Racine Zoo. So much going on for Halloween, which is coming up in 2 weeks. I can't believe it.
No, it's coming up this Saturday.
Now, your boo at the zoo is, but yes. The actual Halloween date's coming up.
That's true. I'm sorry.
Here's what you're going to get at the Rosenhaus. We stopped the candy bars because people liked, when I gave them a choice last year, the Welch's little fruit gummies or whatever they are.
Oh.
Yeah, the Welch's little thing. They love those. So we went out and bought tons of those and people are going to get them, and that's what you get in my house this year. I used to have a scary mask, a real frightening mask I used to wear when they came to the door. And, you know, most of the kids loved it. But one time, a little girl, so she got so scared, she started backing up off the porch to the steps. And I said, that's it. I'm not going to. Luckily, her mother stopped her. But she got so frightened by it because it really is scary. And I said, no more. I'm not going to do that anymore. All right. It's 7:15 local news. Time to sit to WRJN. It's time for Pete with the Beats. Let's do it.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The live part of Saturday Night Live can be a liability at times, as proven this past weekend. Sabrina Carpenter appeared on the show as the host and musical guest. The host side of Carpenter did fine, but the musical side dropped 2 F-bombs during her song Nobody's Son from her new album Man's Best Friend. Both F-words played live during the broadcast and on the Peacock simulcast, but after some editing, the West Coast saw the PG-13 version. Carpenter performed wearing a karate gi, but unfortunately, they were not able to edit out her wardrobe. Here's one of Pete's picks. Roofman is worth a look. This well-reviewed action comedy is a true story about a man who breaks into McDonald's stores through the roof. Even after getting caught, he manages to escape prison and live in a Toys R Us for several months while making a plan to escape the country. The film stars Channing Tatum, Peter Dinklage, and Kirsten Dunst, and was a really fun watch with a really nice but not too preachy message. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Big Deals. Fall brings cooler days and hotter savings with WRJN Big Deals. Every Wednesday and Friday, catch the big deals of the day and rake in huge bargains on your local favorites. And once a week, don't miss the Foodie Flash Sale during the Don Rosen Morning Show. A great way to jumpstart your holiday shopping with gift certificates everyone will love. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and save big this October with WRJN Big Deals.
And guess what's going on right now as part of WRJN's Big Deals? It's our Foodie Flash Sale till 9 o'clock. And when you're craving real comfort food, nothing satisfies more like Hot Amigos cooking in Racine. Now, we are giving out $20 gift certificates. You can buy them for $10. That's half price. I checked with Beth. She did the math on her calculator on her phone. That's half price. So we give you a $20 gift certificate. You only pay 10 bucks, half price. And that foodie deal, that flash sale, only goes on till 9 o'clock this morning at WRJN.com. Click on that big deal banner, okay?
At Papa John's, get your everyday favorites for just $6.99 each when you order two or more items from the Papa Pairings menu. When you order more, you save more. Choose from medium one-topping pizzas, boneless or traditional wings, papadillas, breadsticks, cheese sticks, garlic knots, and desserts. It's easy to order all your favorites when they're just $6.99 each. So the next time your friends come over to eat your food, check out the Papa Pairings menu to save. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's.
Ready to love your space or build a new one? Royal Construction can make it happen. From custom new home builds to stunning kitchen and bathroom remodels, decks, siding, masonry, and more. Specializing in concrete and beautiful stamped designs to give your home that extra touch of style and durability. Fully licensed, insured, and committed to quality work that lasts. Big project or small, they bring visions to life on time and on budget. Call Royal Construction today, 414-295-1794, or visit their Facebook page. Build something amazing together.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net. Restrictions may apply.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN has partnered with the Racine County Eye to cover the city and county like never before. You can hear the breaking news and headlines on WRJN. Then get in-depth coverage online at RacineCountyEye.com. The county's largest staff of local reporters now working together to keep you up to date on the air and online.
WRJN. Speaking of Racine County Eye, Denise Lockwood will be in here at 7:30 this morning. And right now, though, Beth Heidorn, executive director of the Racine Zoo, is here. And yes, she does talk to the animals, and they do talk back. This is meme series going on with the talking parrot and the police. He's always at the police station. They're trying to get the goods out of him. So tell us where you are last night. I was at your mom's house.
The parrot's talking to the cop?
The cops, yeah, right. Oh, it's all, okay. You know, obviously it's AI.
Okay.
But it's very, very funny. Anyway, so we're talking to... Beth Heidorn at the zoo. We're talking about some of the things going on. Now, we talked about Halloween, which the cutoff date is?
Cutoff date for sales is Wednesday, October 22nd at 5 p.m. Do not call me at 501.
How do you sign up for it?
It's online, okay. RacineZoo.org, and then there's a bar at the top. Go to events, do the drop down. Go to Halloween, and you can buy your tickets right there. It includes food from Red Onion. It includes, we've got North Shore Bank that is doing the giveaway glasses this year. We've got Red Onion doing the food. We've got a variety of different wines, vampire wines coming back again this year. And it's just a really great thing. It's 6 to 9 p.m., and Jack-O-Lantern Nights is included in your admission to Halloween.
Now, is that like eBay when the time comes, boom, it just stops it, online?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. You're not messing around.
We're not messing around, man. Right. I have to get my catering numbers. I got to get my wine numbers. People got to register.
That's right.
Early.
All right. Yeah. I didn't think about that. I don't think about those things. Jack-O-Lantern Nights. Now, that's what's going on now.
Yes.
You can see the big pumpkin right outside. And it's not, people say pumpkin. It drives me nuts. I don't know why. They say library and pumpkin. It's pumpkin, like P-U-M-P-K-I-N, pumpkin.
It is.
Anyway, so you've got the big pumpkin.
Yes. Oh my gosh. This last weekend was just amazing. The weather was beautiful.
I know. You get nice weather.
You know, we had really good weather for jack-o'-lanterns this year. We've got this coming Thursday through Sunday, and then Thursday and Friday of next week, which would be the 30th and 31st. And that's our last night. It's Halloween night. It opens at 6. We stay open till 10. Last admission into the event is 9:30. And it is just super great. You can get some food. You can have a beverage. You can sit by the fire pit. You can see our amazing singing pumpkins that we have this year. We're getting rave reviews for the look of everything, the feel. It feels nice and full. There's jack-o'-lanterns. There's scenes everywhere throughout the little over about a third of a mile track. And we've just been really blessed. It's been really great this year. So Thursdays through Sundays, you got to come on out, 6 to 10, between now and the 31st of October.
I'm scared already. I'm afraid one of the pumpkins is going to move.
No, ours is a friendly, family-friendly Halloween.
Still scares me. I don't care.
Well, that's
even
you.
Kitty cartoons scare me when I see that, because I don't know it's not true. Okay, so that's the Jack-O-Lantern Nights, yep. Not to be confused with Boo at the Zoo.
That is correct. Boo at the Zoo is our daytime event on Saturday, October 25th, starting at 10 in the morning. It goes till 4. 3:30 is the last admission. There's over 30 business booths. We can always still use a few more business booths. If you want to promote your business to the parents, be a great community supporter, hand out candy or pencils or whatever fun thing for kids. You got to make sure you've got 3,000 pieces of something to give to the kids, because we will be busy. Boo at the Zoo is one of our busiest days of the year at the zoo. And then you get to see all the animals, you get to hang out, you get pumpkin decorating, cookie decorating, crafts, bounce houses.
Ooh.
You get to see the pirates. You get to see Guardians of the Children. You get to see the other 28 business booths that we have currently signed up. And everyone does such a great, it's like a trunk or treat. So everyone does really cute stuff at their spaces and they dress up as well. And just come on out. Boo at the Zoo. You can't go wrong. There's lots of ways to trick or treat around Racine County. You can probably hit two or three of them in the course of a day. But make sure you come to the Racine Zoo Saturday, October 25th. We're looking forward to it.
When I had a little, we had a small zoo in, where I grew up in New York and on Long Island. And it was, I told you, the Frank Buck.
Yes.
This is a bring him back alive guy. He brought all the animals back from Africa. And a friend of my father became a friend later on, opened the zoo. And it wasn't huge. It was small. But I never forgot every trip to that zoo. Monkey Mountain, which was right next to the drive-in theater. So when you were online at the drive-in, kids used to taunt the monkeys. And they used to toss things at the end. When you start taunting them, they're going to fight back. And they did. Because the kids used to stay out the window screaming at them.
That's because sometimes kids are naughty when they do that. We don't want that behavior.
These are animals.
They deserve your respect and your care, not taunting.
What was I going to say? Let's talk about the zoo in general now. Because I have a membership with my wife. We do it for walking purposes.
Yep.
And I'm 26 pounds down.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, 26 pounds down from, you know, just not eating junk food and walking. So we get that, and then both of us go, but next year we're thinking of doing the friends and family one because we're going to get one of our neighbors to walk with us.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's we pay $50. Now, we consider it a donation to the zoo. We don't consider it a membership. It's a donation to the zoo, but it's a membership.
It's a membership.
I got my membership card with me. And so run past the different programs people can sign up for.
So you can either be an individual, you can be an individual plus, you could be a family, you could be a family plus. Then we have a variety of different categories in our Safari Naturalist Club, where depending upon what you, how much money you spend, you get different perks as you spend more money. $1,000 is our largest, the highest membership category that we have. So anywhere from $50 to $1,000.
So what's mine called, $50?
I think you have a individual plus.
Individual
plus. So it is a one plus one,
right?
Which is how we would term that. So you could bring, it's you and whatever plus person you want to bring. In your case, you and your wife always come, so that's always a great opportunity. You know, so you have different categories because everyone's a little bit different on what they really want to, how they really want to use the zoo.
I got the one plus one.
One plus one, sir. Yes, okay. You do.
Yes. Okay. Now, what's the next step up if I want to bring a neighbor with me?
Well, a family membership is going to be the people that live in your household. So she could, your neighbor could get an individual.
I get you.
And then they can walk with you. And you're a one plus one. So you could bring her if you wanted to bring her without bringing your wife, or your wife could bring her without bringing you. You know what I mean? One plus one doesn't give you, you don't have to identify who your second person is. So what I would suggest her get is an individual membership, and then she can come with either both of you at the same time or.
Well, and do people try to bring their dogs into the zoo?
Some do.
You can't do that.
No, you
can
cannot.
Yeah.
You can only, it's only service dogs only, specific
really?
Service dogs. Well, yeah, we're not going to deny someone
right.
who needs a service dog.
It's interacting with other animals.
There are certain areas where you can go in with a service dog,
yeah.
And a service dog is going to be well-behaved, and they're going to do what they're supposed to do.
Yeah.
When someone is just trying to bring in a dog, and we know that they're not going to be behaved at the zoo, that's not okay. But a service dog is essential for that person, and we accommodate that.
Yeah, because you have to. The ADA makes you.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. I just never thought of bringing an animal into a zoo before.
Mm-hmm.
Because you got all the wild, I don't know how they react to dogs and stuff.
Well, service dogs they're great. Service yeah. dogs have a purpose, and they almost know the rules of how to behave at a zoo.
Unlike humans that don't know how to behave.
Well, got those taunting. You
and the taunting monkeys at the Massapequa Zoo.
Yeah, that's not good out there.
They used to roll down when you're online at the drive-in. Hey, and the monkey, you know, yeah, they taunt them. They're going to fight back.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do a quick review here.
Okay, let's do it.
Halloween.
Halloween, this Friday, October 24th, 6 to 9 p.m. You can get your tickets online through tomorrow, October 22nd, up until 5 p.m. Red Onion has the food. North Shore Bank is doing all the tasting glasses. And we've got about 12 to 14 different wines people get to taste. It's going to be awesome. It's up at the pavilion. And along with that, Jack-O-Lantern Nights comes as part of your ticket price.
Do you want to get in after 5? I know Beth. I'll get you in.
Not even you. You don't call me at 5:01 either.
Boo at the Zoo.
Boo at the Zoo is this Saturday, the 25th, from 10 until 4. We have cookie decorating, pumpkin decorating, crafts. We have bounce houses. We have knock-knock doors. We have business booths that are also handing out the candy. And, of course, we've got our amazing zoo animals. So it's one really great day. Come on out and then check us out and then go somewhere else and go trick-or-treating at other places. It's all good.
Jack-O-Lantern Nights.
Jack-O-Lantern Nights is between now and the 31st of October, 6 to 10 p.m. Last admission is at 9:30. It is $10, only $10 for age 3 and older, 2 and younger is always free at the Racine Zoo. So come on out. Grab some friends. That's a good opportunity to just hang out with people. It's great. You can get some food. You can hang out by the fire pits, get a beverage, watch our singing pumpkins, and just enjoy
the Racine Zoo
at night. It's fabulous. Come on out.
Well, that's good. You have things planned for Christmas and all?
We are working on all those.
Okay,
at
good.
At my next time I can talk all about it.
And we'll find out who that new animal is coming
in. Yes, we will.
All right. Beth Heindorn, Executive Director of the Racine Zoo. If you missed any of it, you say, I got to find out what she was talking about. This will be podcast either late tonight or tomorrow morning. So just go to WRJN.com, civicmedia.us, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast, you'll be able to hear it. Thank you, Beth.
Thank you, Doug.
Always good having you here. It's 7:30 on the noggin right now. Let's do it.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Now that Racine Mayor Corey Mason has outlined the city's financial plans, here's what's next for Racine's budget. The Common Council will dive in with a finance briefing tonight at 6. Department presentations will run through tomorrow and Thursday. That'll lead to a public hearing on October 30th. The council will take on final changes November 5th and will vote on the new budget November 6th. Every meeting is open to the public in the City Hall chambers. You can also stream it online. The mayor's budget address is up for review on the city's YouTube page. A crash in Racine left several people hurt, including a child last night. Rescue teams were called to Ohio and Graceland Boulevard at around 5:30 for a rollover crash. Crews found one car resting on its side with multiple people trapped inside. A child reportedly suffered a head injury. We're working on learning more. A trip to the hospital turned into a police call last week in Racine. Investigators say Sharon Carthan became angry waiting for her child's vaccination at Ascension All Saints. Staff members told police she made threats to shoot people after learning she'd need an appointment. Officers ended up arresting the 37-year-old 3 days after the hospital incident. She's charged with making threats against hospital care staff and causing a disturbance inside the hospital. Will Martin is back on the campaign trail. The Racine businessman and Republican says he's running for lieutenant governor, promising to, quote, restore opportunity in Wisconsin. Martin says too many people are struggling to find work and to buy homes. He last ran for the same office in 2022, finishing 5th in the GOP primary. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
One offhand comment from the president took beef prices lower on Friday, and now cattle organizations are responding. I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a Tuesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. President Trump made an offhand comment about bringing in Argentinian beef to try to help lower consumer beef prices here in the United States. Well, the markets reacted immediately, and now the National Cattlemen's Beef Association is reacting. Colin Woodall is the CEO of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association.
Well, we are extremely concerned with the plan, but probably more importantly, we are just flat disappointed that this is the approach that the president has taken. We understand what he is trying to do, but what he does not realize is that in trying to bring the price of beef down for the consumer, it means he's going to bring down the price being paid for cattle for U.S. producers. So in effect, this is a direct attack on U.S. cattle producers, and it negates so much of the work that we have done over the years to build the overall quality of our product.
Colin Woodall, he is the CEO of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Woodall goes on to say that there are no details of the offhand comments President Trump made aboard Air Force One, but the markets nonetheless have pushed cattle prices lower. What's happening in overnight electronic trade on a Tuesday morning? I've got numbers next.
At Channel, we always show up for our farmers.
Is that tar spot or rust?
Incoming!
Definitely rust.
Rick, how did you...
Dropping in to check on your crop, Bill. Let's call your agronomist before that rust can hurt your yield. That sounds great, but when did you learn to skydive? Self-taught, Bill. Kind of a prodigy. From personalized insights to year-round support, Channel Seed Pros always show up. Visit channel.com to learn more. Channel, all in, all season. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
No one should have to navigate herd health alone. Luckily, you don't have to. A successful operation requires teamwork. Visit bio-vet.com and let us help identify key challenges and offer expert solutions unique to your situation. We evaluate your full herd health plan and make economical recommendations to your operation. Learn more about our team and products for herd health at bio-vet.com.
Innovation. No USDA milk report for the month of September because of the government shutdown. Barrel cheese was up a quarter at 177 and a quarter. 40-pound block cheese up two at 179 and a half. The AA butter down a penny and a half at 158 a pound. November class three milks up a penny at 1703. December corn's unchanged. November soybeans are up four at 1035. July wheat down a penny right now, 543 a bushel. Just a quick market snapshot on a Tuesday morning. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Increasing clouds, blustery and colder with scattered showers developing in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 50s. For tonight, scattered showers continuing during the evening hours. Still blustery, low temperatures in the lower 40s. Currently, it's 44.
My girlfriend, she's a go-getter. She's a morning person. She's very productive. I'm not used to that. You know, my previous girlfriend had no ambition. And in hindsight, I didn't know how good I had it. My last girlfriend, I used to ask her, I go, hey, what do you want to do this weekend? She's like, oh, nothing. Well, consider it done. All right. That was the only time I ever felt like a provider in my whole life. Really. I was like, hey, if you want nothing to happen, I'm quite a catch. But we're doing well, me and the last. We're doing very well. The only thing we bicker about is food, because I think she overthinks it. Like one night we're out, I go, hey, let's get some Thai food. Here's my girlfriend. No. I can't have Thai food today. I had Thai food yesterday. Well, people in Thailand manage pretty well. Now she's on an organic kick. She buys everything organic. Back at the apartment, we have organic peanut butter. If you haven't had organic peanut butter, you can make it. Take your regular peanut butter and pour oil on top of it. And then somehow remove all the flavor. I don't know how to do that, but just do it. Lastly, take a $10 bill and drop that in the garbage right there. Organic peanut butter. There you go.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
Say hello to the owner of Racine County Eye, our new service we use all the time here at WRJN, Denise Lockwood.
Good morning.
Good morning. And you brought along Larry Davis. Now, who is this handsome gentleman you brought along?
My wonderful husband.
Hello.
I heard a lot about you.
Yeah, I heard a lot.
You better live up to the publicity, I'm telling you.
As he would say, as advertised.
Oh, radio. We love that word, advertise.
Yes, I
do. You know,
do.
People say to me sometimes, oh, too many commercials on television. Don't ever say anything bad about commercials. I love commercials. I love ads. That's my lifeblood. Don't ever say anything bad about it. Before we get started with what's in the news and everything, how do you like your new digs? And tell everybody where they are.
I love my new digs. So the new home for Racine County Eye is at 1926 Albert Street in the old Horlick Malted Milk Factory. It is called Bell City Square now, but it's the old machine shop. And the building we're in is right next to the Inclusive Bean, a wonderful coffee shop. So I kind of hang out there quite a bit, too. But it's a really great space. It's almost 1,900 square feet. Half of it is going to be is our newsroom. The other half is an event space where we're going to hold a whole bunch of roundtables, and hopefully we'll partner maybe with WRJN. I think that's on the table, if I remember correctly.
Tell us about, now, are you operating out of there yet?
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Okay, because I see the pictures on Facebook. It really looks nice.
Thank you. The floors are beautiful.
They're absolutely creaked, beautiful. You're like,
no.
That's pretty solid that way.
Because my house is over 100 years old, and we had all new flooring put in the entire house. But occasionally, what's underneath is still 110 years old. And so you still hear it occasionally. Before we get to what you're working on,
right?
The open house, is that going to be at your place?
Yeah, it's actually, the ribbon cutting is this afternoon at 4 o'clock.
Exciting.
I know. I bought a purple ribbon, got some balloons, some old typewriters, you know, it's all good. It's all good.
So after the ribbon cutting, everybody gets steak and lobster.
Oh, no, this is a news website.
Oh.
Yeah. It'd be way more advertising if that was going to happen.
That was true.
We're getting Peeps, marshmallows, and some leftover Halloween candy.
We're getting lovely Sebastian's is catering
really?
For us. Yes, and I'm so grateful for Corey. Corey, I love you, right? So they're going to be on site and handle all of the things that Denise really does not need to do.
That doesn't want to do.
I'm so grateful for
well, that's
for
why you got
support.
Larry.
And he's lovely too. Do you know what he was doing last night? Him and his guys from Guys Games and Beer. Actually, he has a podcast called Guys Games and Beer. So some of the guys came over. We got this big honking table.
It's a big table.
It's an 8-foot table. It's a tree. It's literally a tree. And so the top of the table, we had to get many burly men to bring it upstairs, and they find that the top was not connected to the bottom, so they hoisted it up. And
well, there was no, it wouldn't have been any way to get it upstairs in one piece, so it was broken apart, and even in pieces, it was.
There were dowels involved.
Yeah, so then, well, you got to reattach the top, so that's what we were doing.
So
reattaching the top.
So that's why you married him.
He's a lovely human being.
And he's strong.
So that
helps.
Yes.
Okay, so let's talk about before we get to the list of things here, some of the news stories you're working on. Now, for the city budget and the county budget, there's two separate things.
Very.
Do you know if they're done yet or?
No, neither. So the actual presentation of the budget for the city was last night. Then what they do is they go through committee hearings and they basically talk about what the state of those particular departments are. Actually, I shouldn't say committees, the department heads. So you'll have somebody from like the public health department and roads and the library. And they'll talk about some of the challenges they face, some of the initiatives they want to implement, and how are they going to pay for it, and staffing levels and, you know, trends that they need to deal with, and all of the nuts and bolts. It's kind of... I nerd out on it. But.
Do you know if I think we're going on 3.5-4 weeks now with the
government shutdown.
The government shutdown. Yeah. Is that affecting local communities like Racine?
It is. It will pretty much hit, if it continues, it's going to be a really big problem, especially for here. So WIC, which is the Women's, Infants, and Children's Program, the nutrition program. You also have SNAP, which is basically food stamps. A lot of that shutdown hasn't been fully impacting us completely yet because there's been money put into the pot to offset that. But that is only what our sources are telling us is a month out. So, and we're almost to the end of the month. So they need to resolve that, go back to work, or we're going to have some pretty interesting times. And there's definitely discussions I've been having with like the food banks and the county, and how are we confronting some of this potential cliff of need that you have. So just to kind of frame out the data points, in Racine County, you've got about 38,000 people that are on Medicaid. Half of those are children. Of that remaining half, Denise's math challenge, just so you know. So I'm going to caveat that right now. So that remaining half, a third of that are people who are older adults. Then you've got people who are disabled. And then there's what we would probably call the people who are working and not financially stable. And so that's who is going to be impacted.
But just so you know, so you're not worrying, all your congressmen and senators are getting full pay. I didn't want anybody worrying about them, how they're going to feed their families. This doesn't affect their pay at all. I asked, Jens Jorgensen was in here, the alder from the 5th District, I think, and I asked him about that. You know, why are they getting paid?
Yeah, that's an interesting question.
And I noticed on the news this morning, a new $250 million ballroom is being built at the White House.
We live in interesting times.
That's nothing stopping that.
Yes.
I just don't know how a congressman or a senator can stand up and talk about people not getting paid, and meanwhile, their checks are coming in. I don't understand how that even happens.
Well, budgets are a reflection of the community's collective value. Their value system is demonstrated by what they spend money on and who they serve, right? So if you have quite a few opportunities for people to work, you might invest more in workforce development, you might invest in healthcare, things along that line. So there's definitely a reflection of your community in these budgets. And then we haven't even talked about the county budget as well.
Well, let's talk about it.
Well, the county budget's in an interesting place as well. So about two-thirds of your Racine County budget is actually spent on public safety, which includes the jail, includes the law enforcement. Then you also have a third of the budget that is spent on health and human services, right? Foster care programs, child abuse case management, elder abuse investigations, things along that line. So they literally are responding to the needs of the community. And so there's been a lot of pressure on a lot of different points. There's ARPA money that's running out, the American Rescue Plan, money that we got from COVID, the COVID dollars, that's running out, and that's creating a massive kind of fiscal cliff that you're seeing. The health insurance costs, those are going up 8 to 9% in the Racine County kind of county budget. And pretty much collectively everywhere is the insurance costs are extremely high, and you have about 80% of your budget going to wages and benefits. And so that has a net impact. Now you also have mandates, state mandates, and this is like watching paint dry. So I apologize that it's not really fun stuff to talk about, but at the end of the day, it's going to result in about 5.7% more spending on the Racine County budget. Now
we got your attention.
Yes. Okay. So I got an email from several Republican state legislators, which was really kind of an interesting choice, that kept saying that it was going up 7.5%, which it is not. It's actually 5.7. There's a lot of capital budgets. It's a lot.
You said something in there and I said, don't forget to ask. Oh, so when is the county budget going to be presented? Do we know?
Well, the county budget's already been presented. Okay. So they kind of go through that process as well. They go through it, and there's this kind of a reconciliation. Does this budget as presented, does this fit what the board wants to happen? And so what they'll do also is hear out the department heads and the justification for spending or not spending, creative ways to solve problems, and they might change things. And so then there's a process that goes through that.
It's not final.
No.
Okay. We're talking to Denise Lockwood, owner of Racine County Eye, and Larry Davis, her husband, is here as well. We're talking about things in the news, things going on. So I just want to tell you right now, get your calculator out, Denise. We'll need it here. This is our Big Deals Foodie Flash Sale going on. Excuse me. Till 9 o'clock this morning, when you're craving real comfort food, nothing satisfies like hot and mayos, home cooking in Racine. We're talking sizzling tacos, savory Spanish rice, and all the authentic Hispanic flavors that make this hidden gem a local favorite. Now, you go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals banner, And you can get a $20 gift certificate for $10. Now, I did the math on this morning. I came out to half price, 50% off. So it's $20. You pay $10. Am I close?
Yeah, I think so.
Sounds about right.
Sounds about right.
You think so?
Yes.
Okay, you both are doing the count. Okay, just make sure because I don't want to lead anybody astray here. Okay, so you get $20 worth of food for $10, but only till 9 o'clock and only at WRJN.com. And click on that big deals banner, okay? That flash sale ends at 9 a.m. Hey, the morning show brought to you every morning by Marine Credit Union. Chart your course with Marine Credit Union. They are credit. proudly, so I look away for 2 seconds. Proudly supporting the community one step at a time.
Marine Credit Union's passion is to empower this community. In partnership with the Salvation Army, help families experiencing hardship. During this year's Warm Up with Marine Drive, bring in new or gently used coats, boots, gloves, hats, and more. Every donation goes directly to those families who need it most. Help chart the course toward a warmer, brighter winter, one step at a time. Stop by Marine Credit Union today on Green Bay Road, just south of Durand Avenue, to drop off your donations. Federally insured by NCUA.
Sink your teeth into a comedy that's perfect for all blood types. Dracula, a comedy of terrors, opening this Friday at the Racine Theater Guild. Count Dracula meets his match in a lightning-fast romp to Transylvania. When Lucy's sister Mina falls ill with a mysterious disease of the blood, she and her fiancé enlist the help of famed vampire hunter Dr. Jean Van Helsing in a zany hunt for the devilish beast, sure to induce blood-curdling screams of laughter. Call 633-4218 or visit racinetheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Surprise! Your table saw broke. Also, the warranty expired weeks ago, so you need to pay for anyone out of pocket.
At Progressive, we know small business owners don't usually like surprises because they cost you money. But a good surprise that could save you money? Getting a commercial auto quote from Progressive.
Oh, and the replacement part you ordered doesn't fit, so it's completely useless.
What a waste.
Surprise yourself. See if you can save in as little as 8 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
W-R-J-N.
Talking to Denise Lockwood this half hour. She's owner of Racine County Eye, and Larry Davis is here. And let's talk about the Gamesgiving.
Yes, Gamesgiving.
Okay, yeah, so that's why I'm here, for the more fun part. So I'm part of a podcast called Guys, Games, and Beer, and we go to conventions around the country and set up unique video game displays. Well, we are all from Racine, and we love Racine, so we decided we wanted to do a convention here in Racine, and I thought, because I used to work in retail, and one of the funnest days of the year was Black Friday, that maybe we could do something around the holidays and Black Friday. And the idea is kind of, I think it was said this weekend, like a nerdy, geeky farmer's market. You know, so bring in some vendors, like video game vendors, board game vendors, maybe vendors that do crafty stuff that's related to like video games or board games. And then also we'll set up like our display and that. And we came up with this Gamesgiving Expo for our convention that's over Black Friday and the local by local Saturday. So
my daughter is a gamer, her and her husband. They went so far as they have special lighting on the floor in the room, blue lighting, red lighting on the ceiling. Looks like a police, you know, crime scene in that house. And they have these big, tall chairs, like gaming chairs.
Sure.
And they sit there. And when they both get done with work, they play till they go to sleep. And it's every night, all weekend. And they play with people all over the world. I don't know what game they play because I wouldn't understand it anyway. I'm still, you know, trying to understand how Pong works.
Well, and that's part of the idea.
That is
of this.
Part of the idea.
So yeah. We have kind of two parts. There'll be the game the games that were actually going to set up in that, and then you would have to get a ticket for that part, right? But the vendor part is going to be free to the public, and the idea is to for people who maybe are thinking about buying games for somebody they know that really loves games, or buying an accessory, or getting some kind of gift for Christmas, right? They can go and see a bunch of vendors, and the vendors are very knowledgeable. So you can ask them questions, and they can kind of give you some ideas of what your daughter might like, you know, to add to that glorious room.
Well, I play Scrabble on my phone. What's the other one? The tablet.
Tablet.
I play Scrabble on there because it works my brain a little bit, and I'm going to get my brain active. And you have to have a little bit of command of the English language to play Scrabble. Not a lot, just
truth,
a little bit.
True.
If you want to get some points on the board, you got to know what to do. And I found out that QI is a word, and that involves the Q. ZA is a word. It's a colloquialism for pizza. ZA. So I always get my Z's and my Q's. I want my favorite letters because they, you know, pay a lot. And so you learn this when you play Scrabble. So that's my game of choice. And I had the original Pong game. It was that little console. You had the two knobs on it. You played tennis.
Well, it's interesting you say that because the gaming things that you bring, you have a lot of retro games, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, we bring a lot of retro games and things you will not see. We have, there was a video game system that came out in the early 80s, a home system called the Vectrex, right? Now, we created a stand-up version of that, and it's like one of a kind. It is the only one in the world like it. One of our other unique displays is in Sears. There used to be these Atari Selecta games for demoing in their stores. And they had them all over their stores, you know, like, you know, a couple thousand of them. Well, there's 8 that are in existence that we know of. And we have one of them, and we bring those out. So there's a lot of unique things that we'll bring out for the gaming side of things.
I had a Magnavox game system early on. And I don't know if you remember that Magnavox. It was called something. They had a fancy name, but it was Magnavox.
Odyssey.
That's it, Magnavox Odyssey. And one of the games we had was Casey Munchkin. Have you heard of it?
Yep.
It was a ripoff of Pac-Man. So much a ripoff, they sued, and they couldn't produce them anymore. But I had one, Casey Munchkin. And mine's in the original boxes. I still have all the stuff. Actually, my ex-wife has all the stuff in the original boxes. And she still has them. You know, I said, take them. I don't want them. And she's got my original Pong game, our original Pong game we got. So it's all there, sealed up in boxes, in storage, wherever she's got it.
It's worth millions, Don Rosen.
You know what? I looked this stuff up on it. I had my daughter save all her Christmas Barbies. Since she was a little girl, we got her a Christmas Barbie every year. And I told her, you can play with them. But if you want to just put them on your shelf for decoration, they might be worth something someday, the Christmas Barbies, because they're all dated. They're one of a kind. They came out at that Christmas, and they weren't reproduced ever again. So she put them on the shelf. And now she's in her mid-40s, and we looked them up. They're worth about 50 cents more than I paid for them.
Yeah. Well, at least they retained their value.
Well, you know what it is? There were so many made.
Yeah.
And people held on to them because they're Christmas Barbies. You know, Barbie collectors held on to those things. You know where the original Barbie's from?
Where?
She was modeled after a woman in Wisconsin. I forget. It's on the East Coast here, Wisconsin somewhere. That's where Barbie was given her address, her original birth address in Wisconsin. I have to look that up to find out the original town and everything. But yeah, Barbie's from Wisconsin. There you go. Okay, so this is Black Friday.
Yep. So
it still the day after Thanksgiving, Black
it
Friday?
Is.
Okay,
it
okay.
Is.
Yeah, so that Friday and Saturday. So there, it's a 2-day event.
Oh, it's Saturday too.
Yeah, so it's a 2-day event, and there's tickets available to get a single day or to, you know, attend both days. And like I said, the gaming portion of it will have a ticket to it, but the vendor hall will be free for the public just to come in and snoop. Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
That's good work,
and right. And my podcast, Guys, Games, and Beer, partnered with the Racine County Eye, and the tickets in that are being run through their site.
Wow, look at you.
That's love, isn't it?
Partnership.
Well, you know, they've already done several successful events, so, you know, why should we reinvent a wheel that they already know how to
figuring that out. How to use your wife. That's great. Okay, in our rating minute, are we looking at anything? Are you investigating anything right now you can tell us about?
A lot of it is Medicaid, Medicare, SNAP. We're really working on stories around the jail. We've got a lot. Cooking.
What's
budgets
going on?
Budget season is a very interesting. It's spending and also staffing. And so, like, in the Racine County jail budget, they had $13.8 million in staffing costs. Of that, $1.4 million was overtime. So the question is why?
Gotta watch those prisoners.
Yeah.
You can't let them alone. I took a tour of the jails once. The sheriff gave me a tour.
Yep.
And there was a big cell where there was like a lot of guys in there, and they put up blankets.
Yeah.
And the sheriff said, "Get that down." I said, "How many times a day do you have to tell them?" He said, "All the time. As soon as they put it back, they have nothing to lose. What are they going to lose? Put them in jail? They're already in jail." So they put the blankets up so they could do stuff privately because they want to be, you're not going to understand that. You're in a communal cell with people. I mean, I don't know how these guys go to the bathroom in a communal cell. That's one of the reasons I'm never going to jail. I'm going to stay on the straight and narrow. I don't know how these guys do that.
Toe the line.
Yeah.
Toe the line.
Hey, I went to the prison where they filmed Shawshank Redemption in Mansfield, Ohio. And that's an old prison. The electricity.
I grew up 35 minutes from Mansfield, Ohio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this is, it's a rough looking prison. It's an old prison. And now it's just used for people torn. But they actually have a real prison on the other side of it. But I wouldn't want to get locked up in that jail cell for the rest of my life. Whoa. That's keeping me from robbing banks and everything. Otherwise, I'd do it. Thank you very much, Denise. Denise Lockwood from Racine County Eye. A lot of the stories we use in the morning and in the afternoon, you can follow up for more details. Because on radio, you can't, you know, do hours worth. You can always read about him in Racine County Eye. We thank you very much for partnering with us.
I appreciate the partnership.
Yeah.
More than you know.
And you're partnered with Larry Davis. So I'm 1 degree away from you, 2 degrees away from Larry.
Yeah, I know.
There you go.
I know you. You know Larry. Thank you, guys, and good luck with the